Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, oh, come on, you know this, there is freedom. Oh, I love it. Paul writes that in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17. That's right. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, there is freedom. How good it is to know that. Hello there, friend, and welcome to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on this, hang on, let me check the calendar, 17th day of January 2013. How's your week coming along? You doing all right? Doing all right? I don't know if you remember this. Last Thursday, I shared with you that I was driving from, where was I? I was like somewhere in between DeWitt and Clinton. I was running some errands last Wednesday morning, and all of a sudden my car died just on the side of the road right there on 54. And I'm like, no, no, no. So I'm calling everybody I know to help me out and so forth. And well, the car was in the shop and I finally got it back earlier this week. So I was like 5 days without my car. And it's kind of interesting when your car dies out, when it's in the shop for that long, it kind of makes you realize, man, I really depend a lot on that transportation. So I got it back on Monday. The bill was like, ooh, $550 total to, you know, some repairs on that. And it's never fun spending $550 ever. Like, I don't care who you are, but it was kind of tough. But, you know, God just reminded me, you know what? Praise God that I have the ability to pay the bill. In the midst of that frustration of writing that checkout, 550, in the midst of that frustration of signing that check over, I felt blessed that, you know what, yes, it's stretching yet just a little, but God has blessed my wife and I with the ability to pay that. So somebody's not going to be eating in our family this week, but regardless, the car is fixed. So praise God on that. I wanted to update you on that. So, well, I'll tell you what, I'm excited about today's program. A couple of different things we're going to be focusing on. I also got word about a week or so ago. I just want to pass this along to you. Here we are. We are a little bit more than halfway through the month of January, and any gifts that we get between now and January 31st, any gift of any amount, since this is a listener-supported radio station, you will get a $5 off coupon, dinner entree coupon, to the Olive Garden restaurant for any dinner entree. $5. $5 off. So if you give a donation of any amount this month, we will personally send you a $5 off coupon dinner entree to the Olive Garden restaurant so that you and maybe your relatives and family or good friends from church or wherever can enjoy a meal at a discounted rate. And we do thank the Olive Garden restaurant for those dinner entree coupons. They have been a blessing to us. Great individuals there at the Olive Garden restaurant. So if you give a gift of any amount between now and January 31st, you will personally get a $5 off dinner coupon entree to the Olive Garden restaurant at any of their locations. So you can get involved and be part of the giving family this month by visiting our website, greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. Of course, that is safe and secure if you give online. Or you can just call us, yes, the telephone way. Yeah, 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. Well, coming up right after this song, I want to tell you about a neat, precious, dear sister in the Lord and a great friend to this radio ministry right after As the Deer, right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio. I'll tell you what, I always get a comment or two when I play this song. It's the instrumental version of As the Deer, right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio. How are you? It's Joey Kroll. Happy 17th day of January 2013. Well, I do want to set aside a couple of minutes here to wish a special friend of this radio ministry a happy birthday. Ruth Shorts is celebrating a birthday, and in fact, her family is dedicating this entire day of broadcasting in honor of Nana. Yes, Ruth Shorts celebrating a birthday, and in fact, this was really neat. I had a chance to catch up with Mark as we were talking the other day, and he was telling me how Ruth, along with her daughter Beverly, had a chance to just recently visit the radio tower. So Ruth had a chance to see how everything worked. And Ruth, I think you can testify to this. There are tons of little buttons and wires and a lot of stuff everywhere at the tower site where it's like, it's so amazing how much work and effort and equipment is involved. Just from this microphone right here to get to your radio, it truly is amazing. So Ruth had a chance to really get a tour of the radio tower and got to see how everything worked. And Mark gave her a personal tour. And in fact, Mark was telling me that he got an email from Ruth's daughter, Beverly, who was saying that Ruth was just going on and on of how much she really enjoyed the tour and that young guy Mark and all of that, and how much they had just a wonderful time getting a tour of the radio station. And of course, Mark enjoyed it as well. Mark is one of those personal guys. If you know Mark Burns, you know exactly what I'm talking about, who puts on that extra touch. But Ruth is one of those senior saints that her family would like to honor her today, this day of broadcasting, right here on Great News Radio, the 17th day of January 2013. And it's really neat here at Great News Radio. We do have a giving level where you can dedicate a day of broadcasting, all the music and programming in honor of a special individual or an event that you want to celebrate and honor live on the radio. And her family today would like to honor Ruth Short. In fact, I had a chance to read a letter that just two of her twin granddaughters wanted to say to their Nana today. It says, "Your twin granddaughters, Sarah and Rachel, love you very much. To us, you are a beautiful example of continually allowing the life of Christ to mold you, grow you, and direct your life. The love of the Lord shines through you and has surrounded and touched us our whole lives. From the crazy bedtime stories you would create for us each night when we were growing up, to the open ear that you were for us to share anything that we were going through, to faithfully holding us up in prayer, we thank you." It also goes on to say, "We see you more and more in love with the Lord each passing year. It's an honor to now run alongside of you in this life and be part of your legacy. We pray that as your days, so shall your strength be in every way. Happy birthday, Nana." And it's from her twin granddaughters, Sarah and Rachel. How sweet it is to have people like a Ruth in our life, people who we can look up to, the cornerstone of our family when it comes to faith. And it sounds like Ruth is one of those people to her family. So Ruth, we want to honor you today on this entire day of broadcasting on Great News Radio. And in fact, I was told by a little birdie that her favorite song is "Oh, How I Love Jesus." So Ruth, I had a chance to go through the stacks of CDs here for the last 35 minutes, but I found it for you, and this is for you on your special day from your family and your friends here at Great News Radio. Jesus, right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends here on Great News Radio. That is especially for Ruth Shore today, whose family is dedicating this entire day of broadcasting in honor of her, who has obviously is a living legacy for her family. Friend, have you ever considered how you will be remembered when your life here on earth is ended? How will those you know and love say you've influenced their lives? How will they say that? Will they? Will the fruit you leave behind have lasting value? Perhaps you have a family and are wondering how to best care for them should anything happen to you. However, the question you should be considering is whether you've taught them to be completely committed followers of God who love Him wholeheartedly and serve Him faithfully. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20, says, "Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded to you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of this age." At a time when thousands of people were dying each year of rabies, Louis Pasteur, who was a pioneer in medicine, was working on a vaccine. Just as he was about to begin experimenting on himself, there was a 9-year-old boy. His name was Joseph Meister. He was bitten by a dog that had rabies, this 9-year-old boy. So the boy's mother begged Louis Pasteur to experiment on her son. So Pasteur injected Joseph for 10 days, and he lived. Decades later, of all the things Pasteur could have etched on his headstone after he died, on his tombstone, he asked for 3 words on his tombstone. It said, "Joseph Meister lived." Friend, we are called to save lives too, amen? Our greatest legacy will be those who live eternally because of our efforts. Thousands of people are dying each year. So many who don't know the love and the truth of their Messiah. Let's make ourselves available to be used by the Lord for His kingdom, for Christ's sake. Just like our friend Ruth Short, who we are honoring today for her birthday, let's start a legacy for individuals in our life. I heard somebody say one time, if I had a brick and store it away in a drawer, it does no good. But if I take that brick and put it in the hands of a builder, that builder can add my brick to many other bricks and perhaps building something that will bless others long after I'm gone. All that you have and all that you are is a brick. Hold on to it, hoard it for yourself, chart your own course, and you might just achieve fame and fortune. But when this life is done, what will you really show for it? But if you are willing to place all that you are and all that you have into the hands of God, the master builder, God will build a legacy from your life that feeds a hungry world and points people to eternity.
Thank you.
Yes, what a friend we have in Jesus. Happy Thursday. This, of course, the 17th day of January 2013. Hey, quick reminder, don't forget, any gift you give now between now and January 31st, you will receive a special $5 off coupon voucher for any dinner entree at the Olive Garden restaurant. So any gift of any amount between now and the 31st, you will receive that neat little voucher. Again, thank you so much to the Olive Garden Restaurant for supplying those. You can get involved to be part of the giving family today by visiting greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org, or you can just give us a call, 217-367-7777. Well, friend, my name is Joey Kroll. It, of course, is always a pleasure to spend some time here with you. Don't forget, Mark Burns in the seat tomorrow for the Friday edition. Yes. Tomorrow is Friday. Friday edition of Mark and Friends tomorrow morning. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your day.